Welcome to Insurance Talk. My name is Cherie Martinen, and I have Rex Lisser in the studio today. We are the father-daughter team from Bancorp Insurance, located in beautiful downtown Lapine, Oregon. And today we are talking about workers' comp. How does workers' comp work for remote employees? I think this is more common today than probably pre-COVID, but we've got a lot of people with employees that might not be working in the office with them.
And they might be out of state.
And they might be out of state. Or in Mexico.
Or someplace else.
Or someplace else.
And which is our modern world.
Yeah. I mean, workers' comp is about keeping employees safe.
Right.
And if in the event
that
someone gets injured on the job,
then they are properly compensated and they get their bills paid for their medical and their disability. And if something terrible were to happen, if there was a death, there's a small death benefit under workers' comp. So remote workers now can cause all kinds of problems.
I mean, because originally maybe you're thinking workers' comp, okay, lifting.
Yeah.
Like lifting heavy things, like, okay, you could hurt your back doing that. Or maybe a slip and fall because somebody didn't put the "I just mopped" sign out.
Yes.
Or I got carpal tunnel because my desk wasn't appropriately set up.
Right. So now all of a sudden we've got to be doing this and people are working in their homes. And at what, how does workers' comp work anymore? Because in the past, you went to the office, you went to the factory, you went to the job site, you know, if you were a contractor. And if you got hurt, you know, from, you know, one point to the other, it was pretty clear what happened. So, but if you're working at home and you, let's say you get up to have lunch and
trip on your cord
and you trip
plugged
over your dog.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, you hope it's not the dog.
But we can pick on the dog here. It's a good dog. It was just in the way and you didn't see it. It's a,
but was that at work?
Was that at work or were you going to lunch?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. And there's still a lot of room out on the jury on this. So basically the thing is you just need to make sure that your employees are covered by workers' comp and that they do have coverage. One of the interesting facts about workers' comp is that it is state specific. So if you hire an employee in Oregon, then, and this isn't universally true, if that employee needs to leave Oregon, let's say you're going to send them to California for a training on whatever they need to be trained on. If they go and they're only there for a week or a couple of days, or even longer than that, if it's considered temporary, the Oregon workers' comp is going to cover them. Now, if you have an employee, if you actually hired someone in California to provide you with services and work for you and do it online or however, or you even open a store there or a second location or and that person is a California employee, your Oregon workers' comp is not going to cover that person. You must have California state-based workers' comp. And this gets complicated because if you have employees all over the place,
you're getting workers' comp all over the place.
You're getting workers' comp all over the place. And you can have, now, and of course, in some cases, the state you might be working in does not allow you to buy workers' comp from an insurance company.
I think of Washington State.
Washington, there's four states that are called monopolistic states, where if you want workers' comp, you have to call up the state a government and sign up through their program. And Washington is, of course, the most closest one. And so there's not a, you don't have any choice, which actually is kind of, it's a little simpler than some of the states where you have to go through buying
a lot of paperwork,
a lot of paperwork and so on to have this person on workers' comp. So just because you have somebody in the state of Oregon who's working for, or it's because you have a workers' comp policy in the state of Oregon, don't think that it's covering your employees in Colorado or New Mexico or Texas or any place else that they might need. You need to, if you hire them from that state, you need to make sure you have the coverage for them.
And I know this kind of became an issue too, along with kind of that van lifestyle that got really popular a little bit after COVID as well, mm-hmm. where people said like, yeah, I'm going to work for you, but today I'm in California and tomorrow I'm going to be in Utah. Like,
yeah. And I'm not even sure how to handle that yet.
Yeah.
We have not run across that particular scenario yet. And
then I know like there was issues as well. Like there are people that were like, oh, I can work anywhere. I'm going to go to Mexico or to Cuba or,
you know, Spain,
Italy or Spain or, you know, somewhere warm and beautiful that with good food.
And so with so are they then considered American employees? If they're not an American employee and you are hiring them under the laws of Italy, what is your responsibility in Italy? Oh my God, I don't even know.
I don't even know either. And, but I know that this was kind of an issue that kind of came around mm-hmm. more recently. But yeah, there's definitely extra. It's extra.
Well, there are so many.
Talk to your employee, like before you make that policy that you can work from anywhere.
Right.
Think about your workers' comp. Yeah,
definitely. And if you have any questions, you know, give us a call. There's so many different scenarios. I don't even know where to start giving you examples of how things would be done. So you need to we need to know what state it is, specifically what they're doing, all of this other stuff before we can give you an answer. But if you take nothing away from listening to this for 10 or 12 minutes or where we're at, not even 10 minutes.
6 minutes.
6 minutes. Don't assume that your workers' comp in Oregon is going to work or that your California workers' comp is going to work anywhere for any other employees. And there's a process and there needs to be conversation because there are 53 different jurisdictions that offer comp in the United States. Every one of them has different rules.
And, you know, I think we had another one that comes up quite a lot for some of our firefighter contractors where they might be headquartered, let's say, in Utah, mm-hmm. and then they hire someone from Oregon, somebody else from California, and somebody else from Arizona, but they're actually all working in Nevada.
Well, and depending on which states that all works, you know, the coverage from reciprocation. Oregon reciprocates with most of the states on the West Coast, which means that the other states allow Oregon employees to be covered for workers' comp while they're working in their state temporarily. But we'll just take Alaska. If you are an employer here in the lower 48 and you go send an employee to Alaska, Alaska will not recognize, even if the person's only going to be there for 2 days for a conference or to go out and fix a boiler or something because that's what they do, Alaska will not allow any coverage from any state in the lower 58 to cover anybody in Alaska for workers' comp. You have to buy an Alaskan workers' comp policy.
For 2 days?
For 2 days.
Man, that's crazy.
Well, it is crazy. And if there's any... if there's any area of insurance, and I'm not a big fan of, you know, government regulation, but I think that what needs to happen is there needs to be a uniform workers' comp program for all 53 jurisdictions because they include Guam, District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico, and I think Virgin Islands is even a different one, so it's 54. Needs to have a uniform program of workers' comp, and it needs to be done. But that's at this point, Congress has lots of things to work on, and that's probably not high on their agenda. But the insurance nerd in me would like to see something be improved for the benefit of the entire working community,
right? Yeah.
All of the employers, because it becomes an incredibly administrative hassle.
I think it would be positive for employees as well, just because then you know you're covered, right?
Yeah.
You know
you're covered, and there's no chance that, let's say you
go to fix a boiler in Alaska.
You go to fix a boiler in Alaska, or you fly into the Philadelphia airport and then drive across the bridge to New Jersey.
God forbid.
Where, you know, were you working in Philly while you were there, while you were on the clock? So do we have to have a Pennsylvania policy and a New Jersey policy? And God forbid you cross the bridge or go through the Holland Tunnel into New York City. You know, these kind of things get to be incredibly convoluted, and you need to be aware. So if you've got a question about workers' comp, pick up the phone, call us. We'll find out the right answer for you.
All right, workers' comp, bancorpinsurance.com. You can learn more about workers' comp there, or you can call us and talk to one of our agents at 541-536-1726. We'd be happy to talk about your individual need on workers' comp.
Thank you.
Produced by Carver Sound Productions. For more information on podcast production services, visit carversoundproductions.com.